think that's edible. It's definitely.
The kids, kids.
I used to eat it.
Definitely eaten it before. I didn't know it was edible.
it's cheaper. Yeah. It's not edible because kids eat it.
Yeah.
It wasn't edible. Well,
actually, that makes sense because I remember like. I don't know if my mom ever did, and I remember like people's moms making like homemade Play-Doh where you just like make the, you know, use coloring and make some sort of dough.
Oh yeah, this, yeah.
Right, everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, let's have your
We've got
presentation.
We've got a cool prototype.
It's pretty exciting. So, everything that we wanted it to be ergonomic and to be made out of rubber, very simple and easy to use.
Double curved.
Yeah, double curved. But also something that was going to jump out at people, something that would be different, separated from the other remotes out on the market. So, I think if you put this in the palm of your hand, you'll see what a nice thing we have going here.
That is cool.
So basically, if you hold it like that, the one on your thumb, yeah, mm-hmm. The thumb button is the power button.
Mm-hmm.
Your index finger is channel up, middle finger is channel down, ring finger is volume up, your pinky is volume down.
What's the big blue thing?
That's the lock button. It has a lock, L on it, and then an M is a mute button, and then it also has digits.
That's a what button? M?
For muting.
Unmute.
and you can also, if there's a numeric keypad on the top, so you can key directly to the to the channel if you want. So it's really basic functionality as far as what keys are available, but we think it's very comfortable and very innovative, and it looks different.
That certainly does.
So all of it. I mean, the important keys are right at your, you know, right at a convenient place for you to access them.
Which is anti-RSI.
Yeah, it should be. And it's also conformable to the size of your hand. I mean, if that's too big, it's a rubber remote,
yeah.
So you can, you know,
change
that.
So
is that... mesh with what you guys are hoping and for and expecting?
One thing about it, but it's a small thing, but it means you'd have to make a right-handed one and a left-handed one.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's good thinking, yeah.
But that's, I don't see why that's not possible.
If we build rocket ships, why can't we build left-handed and right-handed?
Yeah. They make left-handed scissors, you know.
But then you can learn to use your right hand. Like, I was just thinking if there's left-handers and right-handers in the family, what, do they have two remotes?
Yeah, no, I know people who have left-handed and right-handed people in the family, and they all use the computer for the whole, the same computer for the family, and they have a mouse, and everybody's using right-handed mouse.
I'm sure they'll be able to. I mean, it's only pressing buttons, you don't have to do anything.
Imagine, are you right-handed?
Yeah.
Imagine doing it with your left hand. I don't think it's too...
Yeah, it's not.
But we can have both...
Yeah. Have them in stock.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love doing that. I mean, and that's, some, you know, that's just something I think. I think it's great. Yeah, great idea.
Do you think it says...
I forget that.
I think it's, well, if the RR motto is we bring
fashion
to electronics, I'd say
yeah.
It could be quite fashionable.
Yeah, and it's got the black and yellow and blue, plus red, which is sort of a fruit and vegetable.
There you go.
So that's our end of things.
Come up with what, you know, the thing that's, what we were looking at doing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It all seems to be there. Well done.
We're all playing around is
Before we move on.
Yeah, I'm just, do you want a button?
I need that, okay. Thank you. One thing I do need to do, we need to look at is costs.
The cost, is that anything?
Pluto is very cheap.
Well, yeah.
They don't last very long. Everybody will go like, oops, it's gone.
But it's better than.
Cheap proof.
No, we'll buy more than a few.
That was the main criteria from the last meeting, cheap proof.
Yeah. Right. Okay, now I think we'll do this. I could do, you know, I can do this.
Oh.
Oh my, I'll do it with you, but it's just easy enough to go through it with you. So, we're going for the kinetic power.
Yep.
And the electronics, we decided on it being just the simple, the easiest thing that's inside it. The case, we've gone for the double curve. And it's made out of rubber. The interface is push buttons. And button supplements, well, they're special colours, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, they're special colours. Special form, yeah, they're special form, they're in shapes and stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
special
these ones on the side are curved, kind of.
Yeah.
So.
Rubber.
Any special material? No, they're not made out of wood or titanium or rubber. They're just simple.
Well, they're rubber.
The buttons are rubber.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, let's see if that comes within budget. And it does.
Brilliant.
That's gonna cost, yeah, that's going to cost €10.70 a unit. And our target was it had to come in at under $12.50. So
I'm actually making a better profit than we expected.
This is all very, very good. The bosses will be very pleased. Okay, let's just save this so I can email it to you. Splendid. Okay. So that's me done with this doodah. So what are we gonna do? Evaluation. Oh, I love the smell of that Play-Doh. I can smell it.
Okay, so, evaluation. Let me do it once again. So we evaluated each criteria. I've got the criterias. And we have to do it on a scale of 1 to 7. 1 being true, so it's more like it fits the criteria. And 7 being, as in it doesn't fit the criteria. And the criteria are... and this is false. This is just like completely formed. So 7's here and 1's here, and you've got a little. So the first criteria, you all get what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Okay, first criteria, look and feel. So does the remote look and feel fashionable to what we talked about? As it is it colour wise and is it spongy? So what mark should we give?
I'll give it a 7.
Yeah.
As in it's not.
I'm sorry,
a 1.
A 1.
A 1.
Yeah.
So I'll just write criteria. Second criteria, new technology. Have we implemented new technology? Was it the new
Well, the
method?
Kinetic thing, yeah.
Yeah.
That was our main technological innovation. Everything else is fairly simple, but the fact that we use the kinetic energy.
Well, also the...
it's ergonomic. But
yeah.
Yeah, that's not a technological
yeah.
thing, that's another thing, that's
yeah.
another
yeah.
marketing
True.
Thing. So
yeah.
on the technical side of it...
I'd say it's about a...
It's about
two.
In the middle somewhere, maybe. I don't know.
Three.
Yeah.
Criteria three is it easy to use? I think it's a one.
I'd say it's not if you're left-handed. It's not. I would give it a. I would give it a two.
Two. So.
Because it is more geared for right-handed people than left-handed people. But
if we make a right-handed and left-handed, then.
If we're gonna have one left-handed and one right-handed, then I would give it a one. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Give it a two.
Okay, criteria four is costs.
I mean, and the budget.
Yeah,
so that's a definite one.
That's great.
Yeah.
Amount of buttons.
Like the amount of buttons, because people like
to
have
only the necessary buttons.
So it's a one.
Yeah.
Criteria
six. RSI is a good guess. Yes. Very
it's
good.
Empty RSI.
Yeah. It's yellow.
I don't think it's
very bright. Yeah.
No, but it is smallish.
It's not the kind
Two.
Of thing that's going to slip like between a couch cushion or something. You know.
I think it would could be. Could
yeah.
I mean, it's not fully. It's not fully like
no,
you can't say. I mean, it's not a one.
I mean, you can still flush it down the toilet, theoretically.
Yeah, anything. I mean, it's bigger than the average mobile, I guess.
Yeah. The mobiles get lost all the time.
Yeah,
but then you ring them and you find them. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's that. That's the evaluation. So I'd say, yay.
it's all
like,
all
we've done well.
Like a number one.
We can't fail.
Fitting all the criteria.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well done, Lisa.
That's that one.
Okay. I think I just want to put in as project manager. You've been very for everybody here for having worked on it. You know, both individually and as a team. Everyone's come up with their own individual ideas in their own different departments. And then come together and worked in, you know, integrally, you know, at the right times. You know, especially you two. That's all, you know, gone very, very well. And you know, it's been good communication going on.
Yeah, during our design, there was some... heated discussion, but we tried to keep it cool and
did you have to go down to the corporate squash court and bash a few
No.
We just
yeah, no.
We just had to squeeze our product a little bit.
Fantastic.
It is true.
A great team. I think we're the envy of all the other our teams.
I think so. I think we've come up with something new, something that hasn't been done before. We're not just rehashing an old design.
In four different
designing. You know, maybe this isn't a simulation. Maybe this is actually, it's like,
I think they're actually trying to find
ideas for
like that.
They're just, yeah. Yeah, well, 2 years' time, this will be on the market. Exactly that product, and we'll go, yeah, we designed that, and no one will believe us.
So at this stage, I mean, is this the last meeting of the project? We don't have another one after it's gone?
No, I think when this meeting's finished, like officially, we'll get a questionnaire.
Oh, really?
Or six.
Just start summarizing now. Couldn't have planned for the same message.
Bang, we've got a message.
See somebody.
So there's no way to like predict what our, because we had a, we originally had a, as far as our financial goals, we had a specific number for profits that we wanted. It was 50, no, 59. I don't remember, but there's not a way to compute that. I mean, since we saved on that production cost, do we know how much we're making on profit?
It's handed over to another department. Well, what our project was to come up with the product, basically. Like is it within budget when it comes to all the other things of how to sell it, and, you know, the profits and all that. That's other departments. It's another team that actually work out and make the.
But we have a vested interest.
Oh yeah, the profit sharing goes in the profit sharing. Yeah. that's it. You know, we've designed the product, we've got the prototype, it's within budget, it does everything that we wanted it to do. It's new, it's something that isn't out there already.
I think actually, and one advantage of this is that after the after this fad of fruit and vegetables passes, this will still be a cool, you know, we're not, you know, tying our car to that one horse.
Yeah, but this is quite remarkable in that it's something that's kind of new and looks a bit quirky for people who want that. It's hang on, I've got it down here somewhere. I put it in one of my emails that I sent off. That, you know, it's marketable in the sense that it's, whilst all these other remotes actually do give you a pestis strain injury, our one does the complete opposite. You know, so that's something that's new, which is one of the criteria they asked us to come up with something new.
It makes watching TV healthy.
Yeah, and if you're not having a good time with the TV, you can throw it about, you know, it's fine. It's kid-proof.
Don't throw it at any of the ornaments and break them.
Well, you can break the ornaments, but you won't break that.
No.
Yeah. So, all in all, I think we've done very well.
Yep.
Well done, everybody.
Thank you.
Drinks are on the company.
Cool.
In the corporate bar that's next to the corporate swimming pool on the top floor that we've all just gained access to.
Glad to hear that.
Well, as far as I know.
We haven't got the 5 minute left thing yet.
No. Do you want to say that's fine?
I guess it's probably better let me wrap it up than have 5 minutes of silence. Should we call it a day then?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we're going to get asked to fill out another questionnaire. It's probably going to be the same as one we've done before. But I'm not the authority to say that it is. How does everyone feel about the technology that's being used in this? Using the pens and writing on these special pads and all that.
I love it. I think it's cool. Your wired up and the vibrating pen. Cool. Really moist.
Your moment to shine.
Well.
As we said earlier, I've never seen that before. Yeah, something with the whiteboard.
Yeah.
Thingy. That's great. But a pen with a camera on it, I don't think it's such a new thing. I mean, it's always such a new idea. It would be different if it was sort of handwriting recognition stuff, but as it's not, it's literally that will come up on a computer screen as a picture file rather than actual text.
Mm.
Right, I think they do want to be handwriting recognition.
Yeah,
it's just the first step.
Mm.
I guess we should end this since we're off topic.
Yeah.
So
meeting the judge.
Alright.
Okay.